You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Success is often measured in promotions and titles and salaries, but does God measure it the same way? We've asked this question in various conversations on this show, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. What if true success is not just about climbing the ladder, but about making an impact? A career rooted in faith is not just about what you achieve, but how you serve. So please do let me know your thoughts on +27 7347035 20 as we go through this final conversation in our series about God's purpose in our careers with Dr. Phineas Motsi. My doctor, my pastor, good morning and welcome back to the program.
Good morning, thank you. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we are thankful. Again, we cannot stop or fail to say thank you to you for your leading and blessing. Thank you for guiding us throughout the week. We are doing the last portion for this section. We want to ask you to guide us, give us the information, help us to understand, give us the power to implement. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Now, Pastor, how does God's definition of success differ from the world's? Because the world has its own definition, and it's often not quite the same as what God defines success as.
Thank you. God's way of defining success is different, obviously, from the world's way of defining success.
Yeah.
To begin with, because of sin, humanity is now seeing things differently from how God sees things. Mm-hmm. And we are now dualizing. Two ways of life. Many people define life in two ways. They have the secular portion and then the Christian or religious portion. They think being secular is not being religious. So even when we come to this issue of success, we find different definitions. I will try to just give the concepts according to the secular understanding and how God sees it. But let me read two texts, then we will proceed. The first text is Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. Paul says, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." In other words, Paul is looking at him, what he has done, which he could actually call success, or which observers would call that Paul has succeeded. But he says, "I'm not looking at that. I am looking ahead." And he says, "I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." In other words, Paul is seeing success is defined by achieving what one has been called by God to do. If we have been born, we are living, God has assigned us, he has an instruction. We are talking about work. Our life work is to walk with God like Enoch did. So if we have not yet reached that aspect, then we have not yet achieved. And even when we are walking with God as Enoch did, he was walking with God on earth here, but he was still to be taken to a higher level, which he has to experience and is experiencing. So success, according to God, is continuous. It's It's like a process. We continue to walk with God, doing God's will, focusing on what God desires. Paul says in 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. As if he is saying he has already finished. Mm. But he goes on to say, finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing, which means that he is still looking forward for something. Mm. So success is not something that one will achieve and say, I have completed. Paul is still looking forward to receiving a crown, yeah, and to serve in the eternal kingdom. Mm. And Jesus says, I have to do the work of the one who has assigned me while day is still lingering. In other words, when we are here on earth, there is no way we can think we have succeeded. We have to go beyond the success that we might think we have done and go beyond that, because Jesus says we must do the work. And he says, while it is still day, because night is coming, while we are alive, we have no time that is allotted to us to do other things other than to do God's will, because we have no time. Ellen White emphasizes that our days on earth are too short to be spent without care, spent doing our own things. When we go for work, when we do anything as God has assigned each one of us to work, because work, when we are working, when we are assigned in a job situation, we are doing God's work. We must do ministry. It's part of our ministry. We must work. Mm. So that's what is expected of us. So the definition, the secular definition of work is when someone has achieved a lot of money or maybe a professional advancement, yeah, maybe recognition by society and people, especially people who are counted in society as being very important, or maybe we have power or we have a status, we have been maybe elected into certain positions. That's how we look at it from the secular point of view. But with God, it is faithful stewardship when we work, development of our talents and personal growth, character development, and such things, desiring to please God. Mm. And so when we understand our success from this worldview point, then we have to be humble. We have to be humble. We cannot boast. Paul says we cannot boast when he talks to the Ephesians. He says we are saved by grace, not by our own ability, but it is only by grace. So we have no time to boast. If we can only boast, we can boast that we are walking with Jesus. Mm, mm,
mm. Beautiful, beautiful. Now, Pastor, can you still be ambitious while still prioritizing faith and family? Can those two coexist? Ambition in this world, ambition in my job, in my career, can that coexist with also having my eye on eternity at the same time and prioritizing my family as well?
Yes, I think being ambitious is something inbuilt in us when God created us. I think, let me go back to Adam. Adam is given a task to live in the Garden of Eden, but God has given him to work and to grow. We read that Adam was to grow and become more and more like God. And even as we live and choose to be Christians, we are being ambitious about being saved. There's positive ambition and there's negative ambition, which is based on selfishness. Mm-hmm. But ambition is God created and it is put in us. Without ambition, we cannot even wish to be saved. So we wish to be saved. so that when we are saved into eternity in and live in the new world, we are there to still save. That's good ambition. Mm. So I don't see ambition being something evil in itself, except it be based on selfishness.
All right, all right. I think that's clear. That makes sense. It depends on what exactly the ambition is. But God can guide us in our ambitions, right? He can direct our ambitions and show us what we should be desiring.
Yes. Okay. Yes, that's right. True.
So how can success be a spiritual responsibility rather than just a personal achievement? I think that's a very interesting way of looking at it.
Yes. Whatever we do, as Solomon says, whatever we do, we must do it with all our might, because we don't have time here. When we die, we can no longer achieve it or do it. So our success remains our religious responsibility. Actually, God looks at us in whatever assignment we have. We have to do it with every power, mental, physical, emotional, whatever. That is what is success. And we have to work for it, ask God to go with us in every task. So success is something religious. There's no part of our life which should be separated from our religion. Like I have said already, other people look at a life that is dual, where you have secular on one part and faith on the other. Even in education, the same thing is done. Secular on one part, faith on another. This is how wrong also parents are raising their children. They give them time for things that they think do not have anything to do with worship. But worship must be expressed in our lifestyles.
Beautiful. Now, Pastor, how do you keep humility when you are excelling in your career? God has blessed you. Everything is going well. And you're just climbing up that ladder. How do you manage to remain humble?
Humility is only developed when one realizes that whatever they are achieving in their eyes and in the eyes of others, they have not done it by themselves. It is right. Only by God's grace. Whether you have gathered riches, you have influence, you have been placed in a position, even leadership, even in the church, that leadership, unless it has been devised by your own way and other people supporting you politically. But otherwise, if you are assigned by God, you have to be conscious. It is self-consciousness, self-evaluation, introspection, to say, even when I've been given this and I've succeeded in this, is it really that I deserved it? But it is only by God's grace. This nurtures humility.
Beautiful, beautiful. And then as we wrap up, Pastor, what legacy should we leave behind in our workplaces and beyond? What kind of legacy should we be working towards?
Yes, the legacy that we should work towards is the positive influence we have as we invite others to Christ. Without working towards that, then we have no good legacy at all. Whatever we are doing, be it in our families, with our spouses, with our children, our relatives, everybody around us, the best legacy that I must pray for and work for is a influence to the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because it leads to our salvation.
Beautiful, beautiful. Sure. What a beautiful series this has been. Thank you so much, my pastor. Before we wrap up, would you please just share maybe some of the highlights and key points that we've shared throughout the week, and then close for us in prayer?
Yes. The major aspect in this discussion is that life should be one. Life should be one. We should put the secular on one part and then the religious on the other part. All life should be religious. And as people who know God, we should always seek to be God's people, no matter where we are. We should not spend time doing anything, whether intentional, especially if as Christians we decide to intentionally do things that have nothing to do with our salvation and the salvation of others, we will have missed the mark. And whatever success we have achieved, we must humble ourselves and give glory only to God. And this must guide us. But the last point is, success or excellence cannot be reached to say, I have arrived. It is something that will be continuous. Just like we have this hope, when we are saved, we will continue to develop and be more and more like God, growing and growing forever for eternity. May God help us. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we want to be thankful that you are with us all the time, and you desire to be with us during the days we are still on earth and in eternity. We thank you for leading us throughout this week as we tried to study this issue of work. And please help us, God, to see all our life as a life that has been assigned to serve you. As we desire to be saved, we have to be desiring and working also for the salvation of others. Keep us, lead us, lead Bongi and all the others in this program, in this work. We are thankful because you are here, you understand, you answer beyond our request because you are God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, my pastor. God bless you. And thank you for your time throughout this week. We have truly, truly been blessed. Have a wonderful Sabbath ahead.
Thank you. God bless, Abe.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.